You're listening to SBS News.
Female genital mutilation remains widespread in parts of Africa and the Middle East. Also known as female circumcision, the practice involves removing all or part of a girl or woman's external genitalia, including the clitoris. But new research published in BMJ Global Health found FGM rates have been falling over the past 20 years in younger children, the most at-risk group, with the biggest drop in East African nations. The prevalence rate there fell from 71% of girls under 14 in 1995 to just 5% in 2016. A team of scientists based in Britain and South Africa used data gathered for the Demographic Health Survey and UNICEF, which covered almost 210,000 children. In North Africa, the rate fell from almost 60% in 1990 to 14% in 2015, while in West Africa the decline was less pronounced but still significant, from 73% in 1996 to a little over 25% in 2017. Khadija Blah is an FGM survivor and the executive director of advocacy group No FGM Australia. She says it's pleasing to see Africa succeeding in its fight to end FGM.
A positive sign to also see that the work that's been done there, the people have sacrificed their time and even their lives to some extent to really eradicate FGM. It's actually producing some results. So this particular age group where the numbers are reducing, they are one of the most vulnerable age groups. So even that is a big win, that the ones that are mostly targeted and most at risk, we're actually seeing a decline.
UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, estimates that 200 million women and children have undergone FGM in the world, mostly in parts of Africa and the Middle East. Dr. Alaidi Ogoshiji, an FGM researcher at the University of Western Sydney, says while the latest figures are pleasing, there are many girls and women still trapped in villages where FGM occurs.
It's a welcoming report. However, I believe we cannot begin to rejoice too soon because there are still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Some societies continue to treat FGM as a rite of passage, despite human rights advocates arguing it is inhumane and physically dangerous. The practice can lead to chronic pain, infertility, and menstrual problems, and in some cases, victims can hemorrhage to death after they cut or die of infections. Khadija Blah says increased awareness and education has been very effective in changing attitudes in Africa.
It can be easy to just do projects and programs that predominantly just target women and girls. But I think what we have really seen through the programs in Africa has been that you need to engage faith leaders, you need to engage men, you need to get to young people when they're younger so that you're really giving them ownership and really educating the community as a whole of the consequences of FGM.
She says it's something the Australian government can learn from.
We still haven't seen much, leeway in the work from a government perspective, because I think the government's approach has just been to rely on the law. But you need more than the law to truly create the change that we need to see to replicate the progress that's been done in Africa.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.